Peace and love, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the second episode of The Blind Perspective. I hope that you and your families had a great time with your holiday festivities and celebrations, and you also rang in the new year with nothing but good vibes and good vibes only. Just real quick, though, before we get started, make sure you guys go like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. It would mean a great deal to me, and I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. All right, so there's been a couple of updates in coming into the whole new year and new me bullshit. All right, so in the first episode, I said that the podcast had an Instagram, which it does now, but it now has a different name. I don't remember what exactly what I said was the first name, but now, if you're looking for the podcast's Instagram, it is the_blindperspective. You'll know because it's a big fucking red picture that says blind perspective. You'll know it when you see it. Moving on from the changes that the podcast is going through, I also celebrated a birthday in late December. I'm a Christmas baby, in case you guys are wondering. So I am now 27. It is now my 27th year on this rock. And yeah, so we gonna see what 27 has to offer. It's crazy because this is my 27th year, you know, being alive, but this March is going to be 9 years being blind, which is crazy when you come to think about it. Well, when I come to think about it, we just met, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, just wanted to just chat with you guys for a little bit. I don't know if you guys know this, but obviously, unless you're an invalid or have a lacking in brain cells, I don't know what I can and can't get away with saying on this on these platforms, so we're gonna have to tread lightly these first couple of episodes, like I said in the first episode. So obviously you guys know that there's 12 months, there's 365 days, right? There's 168 hours in 1 week, right? And for all you Broadway thespians, there's 525,600 minutes in 1 year. Now, I'm a person who's real quick to say, oh, no, I don't have time for that. Like, no, don't have time for that. And, you know, I'm a person who likes to, like, not really rush through things, but I like to multitask. I call it being productive. I'm not really someone who can just do one thing at a time and just, no, I really can't do that. And I don't know if you guys know this little fun fact, but did you know that on the second Friday of January, it is known as Quitter's Day because more than 75% of people give up their New Year's resolutions, which, I'm going to be honest with you, is a little fucking pathetic if you ask me, because that means that people don't know how to make realistic expectations of themselves. Or, however, they don't try to better themselves and they just give up. Which brings me to my next point. So, I have come to find out within the last couple of months that 2025 in the Chinese zodiac is the year of the snake. Now, if you look on the year of the snake, right, you'll see there's a dragon. All right? Dragons exist. All right? Only people are like, oh, dragons are only Game of Thrones. Nah, bitch. Dragons exist. Why would there be all these real animals? One fake. Dragons exist. All right? Moving on. So we're coming into the year of the snake. And I'm all about symbolism. So the snakes shed their skin, like they hit their head on a rock and they like shed their skin and they like leave it. It's actually pretty cool. Anyway, so apparently it is the year of the snake and people are being like, oh my god, this is gonna be a bad year because it starts on a Wednesday and WTF, and the last year that started on a Wednesday was 2020 and look what happened in 2020. And alright, people, So, can we just pump our fucking brakes? Take a chill pill? Maybe take a bong hit or two? And realize that the mind and the tongue are a lot more powerful than you think? If you come into 2025 being like, oh, today's gonna be a bad year because the year started on a Wednesday? What? I'm sorry. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. You can't. You can't make it make sense. So, for those of you who are unaware of, like, manifesting and, like, verbal power, verbal manifestations, things like that, that is actually a real thing. I don't know too much about it. Again, I'm no doctor. I'm no book expert on, well, I'm kind of a book expert on certain things. I do read a lot. But I'm no expert on, like, manifestation or anything like that. But I do know that what you do put out in the universe, both mentally and verbally, does come back to you in the end. It might take time. So, coming into this year, we need to implement the 3 D's, okay? Now, if you're not a 80s movies fan like I am, then you are probably like, the 3 D's, is that, like, so, no, not something naughty, you freaky fucks. Get out of here. Get out of here. Go to the Diddy parties. It ain't that kind of party here. No, the 3 D's is what I'm talking about, is desire, devotion, and discipline. Now, you guys might be thinking, what the fuck is he talking about? Now, desire, devotion, and discipline is from Netflix show Cobra Kai, is based on for you lost in transit people. So anyway, in the third movie, when Daniel LaRusso kind of like joins the dark side and he meets Terry Silver, I'm not all the way caught up with Cobra Kai, so I know that they introduced Terry Silver, I just kind of don't know what happens. When they introduce Terry Silver and, you know, he brings Daniel LaRusso to the dark side, right? He implements the 3 D's, which is desire, devotion, and discipline. And seeing that movie, it always kind of stuck with me. Like, desire, devotion, and discipline. And I didn't always carry that in my head, because I saw that at a young movie and I was like, oh, kung fu movies, like, oh, he's going to be the next Bruce Lee. No one's going to be the next Bruce Lee. Like, come on now. But, you know, coming into, like, the man that I am today, I think about that a lot. Like, you know, desire, devotion, and discipline. And I was looking into this, and one of the things that people give up on their New Year's resolutions is weight loss. Now, it's understandable. People get discouraged and yada, yada, yada. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychiatrist. Go get one of those. Don't come here for that. But I do know what it's like to have problems with, you know, having weight, because I myself used to be a rather large fella, okay? We're talking Goodyear blimp, we're talking, you know, the Mushroom Man, we're talking Pillsbury Doughboy. Like, I'm pretty sure if I'd have fell off a roof, I'd have bounced twice, okay? Like, my heaviest was about 382 pounds, yeah. And now I'm about 200. So, but all of this is gonna come in. So, when it comes to, you know, making goals for yourself, I understand why people get discouraged and all of that. And, you know, people also feel like because it's a new year and it's like a, it's a mental thing of like, oh, because it's this time of the year. Like, why wait for the new year? Why not start to get healthy before the holidays? That way you look healthy before your family sees you before the holidays. That way you don't, you're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, think. Like, come on now. It's all like in an elevated state of mind, you gotta think about these things. Like, cause and effect. But when it comes to the three D's, desire, devotion, and discipline, I myself, a few years back, never thought that, you know, I would ever incorporate something like going to the gym into my schedule. And now I'm a person who goes 6 days a week. I try and go seven, but, you know, rest. Mujibi fun. If you know, you know. But I'm a person who never thought that I would enjoy going to the gym and it would be an active part in my schedule. And again, when I said it's all about the wording, like, people are like, oh, I have to go to the gym. I have to do this. No, I get to go to the gym. I get to work out. I get to be healthy. I get to do this. Another thing, too, you get to work on yourself. That's another thing, too. When I first started working out, I did not want to do it. Like, I thought everybody was looking at me. You know, insecurity started to creep in. Like, you know, I did not want to be there. But eventually, I just said, fuck these people, because they don't pay me. They don't pay my bills. And I just put my headphones on. And I did what I had to do. And yeah, it took a long time for me to confidently walk in the gym and be able to comfortably operate the machines. But I was able to do it. And that's like what you have to incorporate, what I'm trying to say about the three D's, like desire, devotion, and discipline. Like, if you truly desire that you really want to get healthy, you have to devote time, energy, sometimes money, you know, time, effort to do that. And you have to devote it. And discipline. So discipline comes with a regimented schedule. And you have to be order. In order for you to obtain your goals, in my head and throughout my life, I have always implemented the desire, devotion, discipline into my system. And somehow, some way, it has always managed to work. And another thing that I took throughout my life was actually an old Braille teacher of mine. Actually, well, fun fact, I actually don't really know Braille. I know I can write it. Can't read it. Because, you know, you got to read with your fingers. Long story about that. Anyway, so my Braille teacher used to say to me, when I used to get frustrated and, you know, used to crumble up the papers and would start to ignore her because she was right, because I wasn't practicing and wasn't typing and, you know, was just being a degenerate, a blind degenerate. High school shit. This is only a couple of years ago. But anyway, she always used to tell me, and I used to just look at her and really did wish, like, I was Cyclops from X-Men and had fucking laser beams and psh. But she would always say, and it still sticks with me to this day, practice makes permanent. And I, at least three times a day, say, practice makes permanent. Now, at the time when she was saying it, it didn't make sense. And I really do wish that, like, it's, you know, getting older, you start to realize, I'm scatterbrained, people, I know. I'm also stoned as fuck while recording this, so I apologize as well. I also realize, well, when you get older, that you have a tendency to miss the lessons that you just had a tendency to brush off, like my Braille teacher telling me that practice makes permanent. And, you know, if you just have patience and just try, and I just want to say, Michelle, if you're listening to this, thank you. And practice does make permanent. Like, you really were right. But, you know, I come back to, it's all a mental thing. Like, if you're a person who sets all of these New Year's resolutions and then backs out of them within 2 weeks, why is it that you do that? Is it because you see people on a higher platform of their resolution than you are? They're not you. That's another thing we have to come into of this year. Of we have to focus on us, what we are doing, who pays our bills. We do. Well, you guys know what I'm saying. Like, we need to focus on us, ourselves. Like, I am so tired of hearing people be like, oh, that person affected my self-esteem. How does somebody affect how you feel about yourself? Self is in the title. Stop it. You sound foolish. I will not hear these shenanigans in 2025. Like, we need to have people come to accountability for their shenanigans and their buffoonery for 2025. I will not stand for it. But honestly, if you are struggling with your New Year's resolutions, I mean, we're way past the second Friday of the first month. But if you're, like, you know, teeter-tottering on whether or not you want to continue with your New Year's resolutions, let me tell you something. Desire, devotion, and discipline. If you really want this shit, bro, you need to put the time, energy, effort, money into getting these results. This is not the time where people are just going to hand you things. Are people just going to hand you a new body? Are people just going to hand you $1 billion? Are people going to hand you a successful business? Are people going to hand me a successful podcast? No, I gotta put the work in. You gotta put the work in. We have to put the work in. 2025 is we have to be like the snake. We gotta shed all of these negative habits and negative energies that we had in 2024 and yesteryear and leave that shit behind. We need to be a new snake and a good snake too, because not all snakes are bad. You know, there are garden snakes, and don't be a snake like a shiesty motherfucker, but you know what I'm trying to say. But desire, devotion, and discipline. If you take anything from this podcast, let me just say, for all legal purposes, I'm no lawyer, but I'm just covering my fucking ass. I'm no doctor. I'm no psychologist. I have no degree. Did not go to college. Okay? But if you take one thing from this podcast, desire, devotion, and discipline, it will take you far. And also, practice makes permanent. Trust me, I know, and I wish I listened more. Me, personally, I'm not a person who really sets, like, New Year's resolutions, because I don't know what could happen from one day to the next. So I kind of just make goals throughout my day. Listen, if you have problems with, like, achieving things and goals and all of that, start out small. Make your bed every day. Make your bed for a week. Make your bed for a month. All right, change your sheets, please, because nastiness. We're going to implement cleanliness, too, because cleanliness is next to godliness. I'm not religious, but cleanliness, please, okay? Please change your sheets. If we're going to, coming into the new year, please change your sheets. Also that, too. We're going to be getting some hygiene tips along with some pop culture references, okay? But if you're going to set goals, do them small. Like, make your bed before you get your pot of coffee started. I know it's a pain in the ass, but at least you have your bed made. That's the first thing that you did. It might seem small and stupid at first, but you're going to come into your room and you're going to see that your bed is made. Like, it might inspire you to maybe rearrange your room. Maybe it'll inspire you to draw. Maybe it'll inspire you to read a book and get off TikTok. I don't know. I'm just a suggestion. Please read books, people. Get a library card. It's a free library for a reason. But also this year, along with goal setting, is hiring of the education. Because knowledge is power. And like, I have been hearing that since day one. Both my parents have said that. Like, I have been hearing that from the adults in my life, and I still hear it from people to this day. Knowledge is power. I cannot stress this enough, people, to read, read, read. Like, get offline. You're not missing anything, please. Like, read a book. If you don't have a library card, please get a library card. You might actually find a great book that you like. I recommend, off the top of my head, The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. I recommend Cujo by Stephen King. I recommend any book written by Kurt Vonnegut. I could go on and on about books. Like, comment down below, actually, what books you are reading or what your favorite books are. I'd love to hear what some of you guys are reading. There will more than likely be an episode or two where I talk about, like, some of my favorite books and some of my favorite authors. Anyways, yes, hiring your education, you know, just staying sharp, that's the things that we gotta work on in 2025. If anything, we gotta work on ourselves. Like, we gotta work on, like, you know, staying focused, staying disciplined. Like, if you truly have a goal in mind, the only thing stopping you from getting that goal accomplished is you. Because coming into 2025, we need to realize something. All of the whole, the talking is done. The talking is done. We gotta start doing things. It's the doers that need to come out of the woodwork and start shaking shit up. Because, as a wise man said in a great movie, believe you me, all the rest of it is just coffee house bullshit. And that's how I'm looking at things. Like, if you're talking about something and I'm not seeing results in fucking 4 days, 7 days, 10 days. I'm working on it. Working on what? Working on what? What are you doing? The desire that you are speaking about is not showing in your dedication, nor is it showing in your devotion. And the results are going to show this year, and it's going to show continuing on. Because, I mean, shit is just coming out of the woodwork already. I mean, it's not crazy, but, because I don't like saying that, you know, we live in crazy times or anything like that. I think we live in great times. And that's, you know, another thing is wording. People often like to say that they had a bad day. There's 1,440 minutes in a day, and you mean to tell me all of those minutes were bad? We need to start, if you're going to take anything from this podcast, if it's not desire, devotion, and discipline, if it's not practice makes permanent, it's wording. We need to stop saying things like, oh, I'm having a bad day. You just need to say, I'm having a bad moment, or No. We need to say that. No. I'm having a bad moment. Yeah, I like that. I'm having a bad moment. Because that's what it is. It's a bad moment. Listen, you might be going through something. You might get some bad news. But listen, you step outside, smoke some weed, take a few shots, you know, do whatever you gotta do to get through it, because at the end of the day, we all got jobs to do, and somebody's got to do them. So whether you just want to just sit there and wait for someone to hand something to you, or you dust yourself off, get on the horse. It's going to be a bumpy ride, but listen, that's what life is. And I'm no, you know, motivational speaker or whatever, but what I do know is this. The ups and downs and the hardships that we face in life are what make us who we are. Because there's that quote that, like, they say, you know, bad times create good men, good men create bad times. You guys know that Instagram quote that I'm referring to. Yeah, I understand that times are going to be tough. You know, along the road, there's going to be some bumps in the road. But you know what? That's okay, because that's what life is. And that's what makes it fun. That's what makes you want to dance. You know what I'm saying? We need to come into this year believing in ourselves, because that's what I'm feeling and the vibe that I'm getting, that not a lot of people believe in themselves, and like not a lot of people really realize how strong they are. And you know, Bob Marley once said, you don't know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice that you have. And that is one of my favorite quotes of all time. And like I said a little bit back in the podcast, the mind and the tongue are more powerful than a knife and a gun. So, you know, manifesting. So, you know, speaking those things into existence, it's going to come back to you. If you think those things and you speak those things into existence, it comes back to you. And if it's negative, oh, it comes back to you tenfold. And believe you me, I am a person who has felt my own wrath. And you know, especially when I speak bad about myself, like that's something I am trying to leave in 2024, is like speaking unkindly about myself, because that's something that I have a problem with, that I'm not trying to leave. I will be leaving in 2024. Another thing that I would like to implement in the new year is meditate, manifest, and prophesize. And that's essentially what a lot of us need to do. Meditate on, you know, realigning our chakras, you know, getting down with the yogis, manifesting, you know, speaking positively on all platforms and on all manifestations. And especially on all people, because, you know, we would want other people, you know, do unto others as you want to do unto yourself. It's the golden rule. It's not golden for no reason. And prophesize, because you have to speak into existence what you want to happen into the future. And sooner or later, you will be living in your own prophesization. And you know what? That's actually a great note to leave episode 2 on. Meditate, manifest, and prophesize. So that is actually the end of episode 2. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Please make sure you guys go like, share, and subscribe. Hit the bell for the notifications. Make sure you guys tune in to the Instagram, the_blindperspective. Make sure you guys keep up with that. Also, if you guys want to check out my Instagram, onlyblindghost, that is ghost with a 6, obviously. And I will see you guys in the next episode. And as they say in Star Trek, live long and prosper.